Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Monday, the 22nd of May. This week in Battle Drill Devotionals, we are reminded that God calls men and women to share equally in service and leadership in the world, as we look at the stories of five important biblical women. Turn with me to Genesis chapter 2 and verses 15 to 24. The Lord God placed the man in the Garden of Eden to tend and watch over it. But the Lord God warned him, "You may freely eat the fruit of every tree in the garden, except the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. If you eat its fruit, you are sure to die." Then the Lord God said, "It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper who is just right for him." So the Lord God formed from the ground all the wild animals and all the birds of the sky. He brought them to the man to see what he would call them, and the man chose a name for each one. He gave names to all the livestock, all the birds of the sky, and all the wild animals. But still there was no helper just right for him. So the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep. While the man slept, the Lord God took out one of the man's ribs and closed up the opening. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib, and he brought her to the man. "At last," the man exclaimed, "this one is bone from my bone and flesh from my flesh. She will be called woman, because she was taken from man." This explains why a man leaves his father and mother and is joined to his wife, and the two are united into one. Amen. As the first woman on earth, Eve is described as the mother of us all, and yet we know so little about her. We do know that she was the final piece in the intricate and amazing puzzle of God's creation, laid out in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. God's purpose in creating Eve was to provide Adam with another human being with whom to share life. Together, they would share a special relationship with God, because they were both made in his image. Together, they were alike enough that they would share a deep connection with each other. But they were also different enough to make their relationship together vibrant. Together, they would share responsibility over creation. Together, they were greater than either one of them could be alone. Sadly, Eve was deceived by Satan into questioning God's goodness. Satan helped Eve shift her attention from all that God had done for her, so that she focused on the one thing he had withheld. Eve simply accepted Satan's argument without ever stopping to think about checking with God. Eve is typical of all of us, men, women, and children. We consistently repeat her mistake. Rather than blaming Eve for our plight, we should instead learn from her and keep God in our decision-making process. If we review our motives in prayer, seek guidance in his word, and ask him to lead us through his spirit, we can learn to trust that God's commands come from his goodness. As you think about Eve today, you might want to ask yourself this question. When you last did something wrong, Did you take responsibility for it? Or did you look to blame someone or something else? I hope to see you again soon for another battle drill.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.